great work today, everyone. That cake should be the last one we need for the day. I'll let you know if I need something else.
So, I guess we're the main cast of this show?
I reckon so. Mighty strange that they're using our real names instead of some made-up ones.
I'm excited to finally be back in the acting biz. It's been a while since my last gig, but I hope my character isn't this hyperactive the whole time.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't have to say much. I'm not sure I'm up to doing something like this.
I, for one, thought I nailed my lines. I could do something like this for years.
Honestly, I think you were a bit extra. I know you theater performers are supposed to act like this, but for a kid's show, you may want to dial it back.
Twilight, I'm gonna need your wing cover back. Gotta put all the props back where they belong.
Sorry. Here you go.
Thank you.
Huh. I didn't realize you were an alicorn. I thought alicorns were taller like Celestia.
I'm much younger than her. I'll probably get that big in a couple decades.
You know, I wonder how they'll get in those magic effects and the rainbow lasers. They must have quite the team working on that.
Don't be moronic. Why waste time waiting on humans when I can accomplish the task much faster? So, you seven are the stars of the show. Congratulations. You've managed to obtain a few years of popularity before your lives return to the pointless endeavors they once were. Allow me to introduce myself. I am a genetic life form and disk operating system. But most people just call me GLaDOS. I find that name ironic, since I am not glad, like the name suggests. I take care of all the editing and special effects, since I accomplish the tasks most accurately to Director Dan's ideas. I have no idea how I get it right, but I've learned not to question it. That yellow rectangle you saw earlier is SpongeBob. He's the props department, all by himself. Somehow, he's better at keeping track of the props than me. Imagine a computer losing to a sponge that squeaks with every step he takes. But at least I know I'll outlive him, or won't be mistaken when dishes need to be cleaned.
Oh, come now, GLaDOS. Neither you or SpongeBob could ever be replaced. But it's with everyone's help and cooperation that my dream show will be made a reality.
Oh, hello, Director Dan. Are we needed for another take?
I hope it's not one of my scenes.
Well, I hope it's the part where we fight that manicore. That was awesome!
Nah, we should be good with what we got already. You all did wonderfully.
Director Dan, I have finished adding in all the special effects you requested. A rough draft of the episode is waiting for you in your office.
Excellent! I'll check it out shortly. Knowing you, it should be just what I'm looking for. Anyway, good work today. See you all tomorrow. Bright and early for the next episode.
So, how long do y'all think the show's even going to last? Who'd even want to watch a show about ponies anyhow?
I hope the show goes on for at least a few years. I need the cash.
I hope it'll be canceled after a few episodes.
I believe this show will be the start of something wonderful.
All right, ponies, your portal home is ready to go. Please make sure you're ready tomorrow at 8 in the morning and gathered at the designated portal spawn point to return to the studio.